Welcome to the Christian Worship Hour with Pastor Harold E. Salem. The mission of the Christian Worship Hour is to share the good news of the gospel with a lost world and to encourage and equip Christians to pray for our families and our nations. Please join with us and the members of our church family as we study the incomparable Word of God. And stay tuned to learn more about how you can be a part of God's amazing plan to reach the world. We hope you will be blessed by today's program.
I'm Pastor Salem, and I want to welcome you to the Christian Worship Hour. And I want to stop right away and wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, because this Thursday is the big day. And I hope you get your family together and everything. You know, when I'm 94, a lot of my family's gone. But we always have friends and loved ones, so I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving day. And our sermon topic today is going to be When the Apostles Gave Thanks. And we're going to see how they did it and what they had in their Thanksgiving. But before that, I want to read some of the letters. I just want to thank you all for writing to us. We get so many wonderful letters. We read every one of them. And let me share some of them with you today. The first one I have is from Sioux City, Iowa. And this person writes, "Thank you so much for the new song." And let me stop right there. The new song is a little publication we put out every month. It's a Bible study, and it has the topics of the sermons and the text, and it has excerpts from letters, and it's a lovely little paper. Send it out every month. And let me tell you, send it to the Christian Worship Hour. And the box is 2002. And it's Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. Would we ever love to hear from you? And so she says, "Thank you so much for the new song. I enjoy receiving it every month and always look forward to your wonderful programs on Sunday morning. I pray for the Christian Worship Hour each day, for you brought me back to God. I had accepted God when I was a little girl, around 6 or 7 years old, but I drifted away. However, prayer has always been a part of my life. May God bless you all." And we just always rejoice when some Christian has drifted away. And brother, it can happen to all of us. None of us is beyond it. The devil will tempt everybody, even tempted Jesus. Can you imagine it? He's an idiot if there ever was one. Here's Union City, New Jersey. "I am so glad I discovered you on the internet. Although it came late in my life, I thank God for bringing me your good, basic, honest preaching about the most important part of our life, Yesu, Jesus. Bless you and your work." And so, yes, we're on internet, ChristianWorshipHour.com. And our service, you can play it any time of the day or the night on the internet. And so we're happy about that. Here now, listen to this letter. This letter comes from Lucca, Italy, from Italy. And it is somebody who worships with us by shortwave radio. And we cover 90% of the world with shortwave radio. And here's a letter from this dear person. And they write, "By radio, I learn more about the world of the Lord Jesus and about the Holy Bible. By your programs, I improve my knowledge about the way for my redemption. Thank you for your help in my salvation. I'll continue to listen to your programs again for many years. Best regards from your Italian listener." So isn't that wonderful? And I'm going to tell you something, friends. When you pray for this program, or when you send money, you make it possible for us to minister to these people in Italy and Norway and the Philippines. And we've heard from about 20 different foreign countries. And do we ever rejoice that we're able to do that? But we couldn't do it without your help. Now, I'll tell you how you talk about that in just a minute. Now, here's one from Des Moines, Iowa. And it says, "God bless all of you. Christian Worship Hour is now my church. Since October 13th, my health has been poor. At 85, I'm lucky to still live alone and do most of my daily needs. Hope this small check helps in a small way. Thank you for your prayers for the ill and shut-ins. Everyone needs prayers. You're in my prayers every day." And you know, one of the big things about our ministry, we would have the Christian Worship Hour has a goal with 3 points in that goal. The first is they want to honor God and glorify God, the Heavenly Father. That's number one. The second thing we want to do is bring people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ when they pray and ask Jesus to come into their heart and be born again. And we hear from many, many people that write in. We thank God for that. And the third thing we want to do is minister to the elderly, to the shut-ins, to the bedridden, to those in wheelchairs, those who have special problems. And sometimes these are young people that are having troubles. And so God says, told Isaiah, comfort ye my people. Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do. And I know we're doing it because we're using the Bible. And that's where the blessing comes from. And that's where the power comes from, the wonderful Word of God. So thank you for that letter. Here's a shut-in. Here's Clearwater, Florida. Please send the book on taking your own life. I did try it one time, but God was not going to let that happen to me. My friend and family told me I would not go to heaven. Pray for me that I'll not be so lonely. I'm going on 85 years in January. Now, she's writing about a little book that we've written, 10 pages, and it's entitled, If a Christian Commits Suicide, Will He Go to Heaven? And I'll give you the answer, and the answer is, yes, he will. If you belong to Jesus, if you've accepted Jesus, you'll go to heaven. If you commit suicide, you'll still go to heaven. And so you write to us, the Christian Worship Hour, and the box is 2002, and we're in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. You write to us, and if you can send a gift, that's fine. If you don't have anything, do it right anyway. We get people letters from prisons. I know we hear from at least 14 or 15 different prisons around the United States. And so we'll send it free. Or if you're on Social Security and you don't have a nickel, we'll send it. Somebody else will make up for it. So I would love to send this to you. Then here's one more that I want to read, and it says, from Shoreline, Washington, the state of Washington. My son and I watch and listen to the Christian Worship Hour on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Listen to this. You led my husband to the Lord before he passed away in June. See, that's what it's all about. And you know how that happened? Because you made it possible for us to buy radio and television time. And then we used the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit of God took the Word of God and talked to this man. And he was born again. And he's in heaven right now. And we'll see him someday. So I just want you to know that we appreciate all your help. You need to pray and ask God if you need it, should help us. And then you do what the Lord lays on your heart. And we'll just use the money very carefully because we're a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. And so you help us and they'll account for every penny you send in. Now let's look at our message for today. We're talking about the apostles and their thanksgiving. And we're taken for our text is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, where St. Paul says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. St. Paul was writing to the church at Thessalonica, and it was a church that he founded, and he established that. And then when many times he would write back to these churches and give them advice and help and encouragement. Sometimes he personally went back to the churches to see how they were doing and would try to encourage and help them. And so here he, this is in Acts 16 and 17, chapter 16 and 17, he wrote to the Thessalonians. And he says, in every, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and that's what we're going to think about today. Now, Paul was a man, he would write to these churches, he'd get them established, then he would write to them, encourage them. And he was a man, he never gave out a compliment unless they had it coming. And when he writes at Corinth, he had to get really, really hard with them. And Galatians, they were getting under the law. They thought they're saved by works when they're not, they're saved by grace. And so he put it on the line if they had it coming. And the Church of Thessalonica, he praised them and he blessed them. And he starts out by saying that he says that he shares them with his companions. Paul didn't rejoice just within himself, but he shared it with his brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's something that we ought to do, because by being thankful people, we can bless other people and help other people. And there are some people that are so sad-faced, and oh, they're so gloomy gusses. And I know you've got troubles, but God bless you, we all have troubles, one degree or another. And but those troubles didn't hurt the people at Thessalonica. They were thankful to God and they loved the Lord Jesus. And no matter what happened, whether things were good or things were bad, whether they had a storm or whether they had the sunshine, they were thanking God continually. And that's what we have to do. We have to be thankful people. Nehemiah in the Old Testament says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength," Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. And you know what that does? Nehemiah says, if you're thankful to God, it'll give you strength and encouragement, and it'll just help you along the way, and you can just get help as you give the thanks to God. So learn to be thankful people. And this is what Paul did. He shared it with other people. And there's some people, you know, they come around, they don't share blessings. They just always have something wrong. And oh, they get to carry on and carry on. You know, people like that, I like to loan them money, because then you never see them again. So just be a happy, joyful person. And then he says he does that because it not only gives you strength and help, but it'll bring glory to God. It's an honor to God. It's a blessing to God's name. Because you see, when we confess him before men, if we're sour pusses and we say, well, we're Christians, and then we've got a long litany of all sorrows and everything, people aren't looking for that. They got enough sorrows of their own. But if they come on a person, he says, oh, I just praise God and I thank him for this day. I thank him for Jesus. I thank him for helping me. I thank him for the hope we have and that we're going to see the Lord Jesus Christ someday. Be happy and be rejoicing in the Lord. And it'll get to be a habit. And look for the bright side of life. And don't be looking always for something terrible and something awful. I read about one man and he was always happy no matter what happened. And one time, half of the caught fire in the little town burned half of the town down. They says, well, let's see what he's happy about today. And he said, and he went to see him and said, oh, praise God, the whole town didn't burn. And then with this hasn't happened ever before. Praise God. See, get off of it. Get happy and rejoicing. Remember the story of the 10 lepers? It's given to us in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. You're all familiar with it. 10 of them came and they were lepers. And leprosy in that day was a terrible thing because there was no cure for it. And so they came to Jesus for healing and he healed all of them. And of all of those 10, only one went back and thanked Jesus. 1 out of 10. Isn't that sad? Here we're told, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, of Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? And I wonder if it doesn't hurt the heart of God to bless us and help us and make the sun to shine and the rain to come and the harvest to come. And he gives us all of the blessings, the spiritual blessings, and we never thank him. Must make his heart ache. Another thing that Paul's thanksgiving is that he was always in that mood. It wasn't just a Thanksgiving. I guess they didn't even have Thanksgiving Day then. They were just thankful all year round. And that's the way we ought to be. I like Thanksgiving, because we have one day we specially thank God, but we should thank Him every day of our life. And that's what He does. He says here, Paul writes, and he says, we give thanks to God always. Always. And again, St. Paul said a little bit later, he says, in everything give thanks. And so, when you have a trouble or a trial come your way and you don't know which way to do or what to do, just give thanks to God and bless His name and be genuine about it and rejoice in the Savior. And then something else about it, he says, He gave thanks for everybody. We give thanks to God always for you all, for all of the people. Well, now, sometimes people aren't very lovely and very kind and very good, but we're to give thanks for them. And you know, if they're kind of grumpy and they're having troubles, maybe they have a great sorrow on their heart that we don't know anything about. And we ought to love those people and lift them up and show them the way to rejoice and be happy. You know, that's what God tells us. He says in Ephesians chapter 4, He says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of your redemption. Then He says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, excuse me, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. But be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And so that needs to be our goal, to have this wonderful spirit where no matter what happens and no matter how the people respond to us, to be kind and loving and gentle. And as I say before, you never know where they're at. You never know what's in their heart. You never know the sorrow they might have. They may sit in church next to you. They may work beside you. They may be in one of your schoolmates. They may be somebody and they'll be acting just fine, but they're hurting inside. So you be their friend and be kind and loving and gentle. And then he says something else about this, his thanksgiving. In his thanksgiving, it was accompanied by prayer. He says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Thanksgiving and prayer and thanksgiving, they go hand in hand. And so we give thanks. We basically give thanks to God, thanking God through our prayers. And like he says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, he is St. Paul says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And Paul practiced that in his life. And he went through so much for the Lord, but he always was rejoicing and happy in the Lord. And for instance, look at the time when they were in prison at Philippi. He and Silas were thrown in jail, in prison. And it was a horrible place. And they were put in prison because they were preaching the gospel. And then so they put him in prison. And we read in Acts 16, verse 23, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison. And so what they did was they took their shirts off, and then they would whip them. Sometimes they used leather, sometimes they used sticks, and they would whip them on the back and legs and face and whatever the whip might fall. And they scourged them. And so we see that Paul and Silas, they're in prison and they've been scourged, they've been whipped and their backs are bloody and they're all cut up. And then to make it worse, they put their feet in stocks and there they have to sit and they can't move. And it's a terrible feeling. And there they're sitting in excruciating pain. And you know, what would you do if you were in that instance? What would I do? Well, I'd say, well, dear Lord, how come I'm suffering so bad? I'm a sinner, but I'm not as bad as some of these sinners running around. And Lord, I tried to preach for you. I know I didn't preach very good, but I tried hard. Don't you give something for effort? And Lord, how come I have to suffer like this? And my back hurts, Lord, and my leg hurts. You know what Paul and Silas did? At midnight, that's the worst time of the night. That's the darkest time of the night. That's the loneliest time of the night. That's when the spooks and the spirits come out, the evil spirits come out at midnight. Hear what it is. What does it say? At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. The psalmist talks about that. He says, in the night his song shall be with me. And so that's what Paul and Silas are doing. At midnight, they're praying and they're singing praises to God. And they know they're suffering, and they know in the morning they're going to lose their head, probably lose their head. But they love Jesus, and they're witnessing for this wonderful Savior. And so the jailer heard them, and the prisoners heard them, and all the people heard them, and the town talked about them. And because of that, the jailer was saved. The jailer came to the Lord Jesus Christ. And because they were so true and so loyal to the Lord Jesus, they brought them to a saving knowledge of Christ. Paul tells, no matter what happens, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. And if you love Jesus, it's going to work out good. It's going to come out right. And you trust him and you sing praises. And notice this, and this is so important. We're told we give thanks unto God. Paul was thankful for the Thessalonians. He was so thankful for the church and all of those people. But the main thing he was thankful for was God. That wonderful God who gave his son, Jesus, our Savior. That's where he gave his thanks. You know, I read the story not too long ago about a very rich man in church. And he loved his pastor. And his pastor was old. And he was poor. And he came to retirement. And this rich man said, I want to give that pastor a $20,000 gift. And the deacon says, don't give it to him all at once. The old pastor hasn't seen anything like that. He'll die of a heart attack. Just give him a little at a time. And so the rich man did that. And he sent him a note. And he had put in a $100 bill and wrote on there, more to follow. And the old pastor was thrilled to death, oh God. And then not too long later, here comes another one. And it has $100 and it says, more to follow. You know what, dear friends? That's what God is doing for us every day. He's giving us blessings and then more to follow. And David writes about this in Psalm 103. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. And St. John talked about the same thing in John 1:16. He says, and of his fullness have we all received grace for grace. John is saying we get favor upon favor and grace upon grace and blessing upon blessing. And like that old pastor, here it came all of the time. One blessing, and so from God. Here comes the blessings. He blesses us. He says, I'll forgive all your iniquities and all your sins. More to follow. I'll redeem your life from destruction. More to follow. I'll crown you with loving kindness, more to follow. I'll renew your strength like the eagles, more to follow. I'll be merciful to slow to anger, more to follow. I'll remove your sins as far as the east is from the west, more to follow. I'll pity you as a father pitieth his children, more to follow. I'll lead you all the days of your life, more to follow. I'll leave thee and never leave thee or forsake thee. More to follow. I'll walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death. More to follow. And when we get to heaven, he will show us the exceeding riches of the glory of God. Oh my God. How wonderful he is and how good he is to all of us. And it's just like the manna in the desert. Every day, every morning, he gives us new blessings. And Jeremiah wrote, and he said, his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3, verse 20. Like Paul the Apostle, we give thanks to God. Oh, God, we love you and all of the blessings you give us. We think of most of all of the biggest blessing of all, the giving of your dear son, Jesus, and all of the sins that he took to the cross and how he shed his precious blood on the cross to pay for our sins and how he rose from the dead for our justification and how he ascended into heaven to intercede for us and how someday he's going to come back again. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior. And so we open our hearts to you, dear Lord. We ask you to come into our heart and take away our sin. We confess our sins to you. We thank you for saving us from our sins. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we're going to serve you and follow you forever and ever. Amen. God blesses the name of Jesus. Have you ever asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to your soul? My friends, if you haven't done it, do it right now, because he's knocking at your heart's door. And what better time could you ever pick than Thanksgiving? And you just say, dear Jesus, come into my heart and take away my sin. And if you do that, you write to us, the Christian Worship Hour, and we'll send you some literature. Christian Worship Hour, and the box is 2002, and we're in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Or you can send a gift on the Christian Worship Hour, ChristianWorshipHour.com. Now, I just want to tell you, friends, we want to carry this wonderful gospel. And if you think that is something that you ought to support, you need to support it now. You need to pray. You need to give. And some of you don't have anything. I know you don't have a thing. You can pray. Pray hard. But some of you do have help, and you do have money. And I want to tell you this, that every penny you get is scrutinized by an organization called the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. They check our audits, and they check everything we get, and they check everything we spend. And they're all above board, and we're not ashamed of it. So you pray and give. And now, dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray especially for those who are shut in and those who are hurting. Oh, God, maybe somebody just now lost their husband or their wife, maybe a child. Maybe they're having just somebody, just the doctor just diagnosed them, they've got cancer. Maybe they're just hurting, Lord, and just bless them and help them to know that you're with them and said you'd never leave us or forsake us, Hebrews 13:5. And so just bless them. And Lord, oh God, just supply our needs. We have to have your help, Lord. So talk to your people and show them what to do. And we'll give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. We just want to thank you for the time with you each day, each week. And we just pray we've been a blessing to you. You know, I know we have, because we're using the Bible. It isn't something I say that's going to bless your heart. It's what God says, and that's why we quote the Bible all the time. And the Holy Spirit takes the holy word of God, and it puts it to your heart. And maybe somebody in sin, and you tell you, you can come home, you can come back. Maybe some that are getting way off, and you need correction, you need straightening out. Holy Spirit will do that. And then maybe you need the blessing. Oh, what a wonderful God we have. All over the world, he knows exactly what you need. He knows precisely what you have to have, and he'll minister to you. And so that's our prayer, and that's why we preach, and that's why the Christian Worship Hour carries on. We love the Lord. We love you. We hope you have a good week, and we'll look for you next weekend. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been watching the Christian Worship Hour, the weekly broadcast that brings good news to the lost and encouragement to the believer. We hope that today's program has been a blessing in your life. Support our ministry by contacting us at the Christian Worship Hour, P.O. Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402, or visit us online at ChristianWorshipHour.com. Be sure to join next week for another life-changing message from Pastor Salem.